Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
All right, here we go, Doug. Question number one. Who or what impressed you the most in week one?
I've always been a fan of this guy, and he got in his own way in his career, but he's got another chance at the collegiate level. I'm going to go Bill O'Brien, Boston College. I'm really impressed with them, and I'm always liked Bill O'Brien as a college coach. When he went to the NFL with the Texans, he was coach/GM. He wasn't a great GM and gets another shot. He was bounced around as a coordinator, worked with Saban, and gets a gig at Boston College. Bill O'Brien sounds like a guy who should be coaching in Boston. And, you know, in his first game, for them to be this year, to be able to go out and run the football the way that they did was kind of old school. And I'm so impressed. And I started wondering, in year one, he can't win the ACC, can he? I mean, is that thing wide open? Va Tech, Clemson, and Florida State all lose? Could Boston College?
I thought did you include Florida State? Why?
Well, they all lost, and that's right. My point is that thing might be wide open. And, you know, BC doesn't play Miami. So I guess that's what impressed me the most.
Yeah, I was impressed by Boston College as well, but I'm going to go right here in Big Ten country. A little town we like to call Los Angeles, and say USC. I was very impressed with what they did to LSU. They punched him in the mouth, and they didn't let up. They just played a strong, strong game. In the game, I think that when you're watching, you kept waiting for LSU to just kind of pull away and just take care of it because USC just doesn't have defense. And USC had enough defense. They had defense when it mattered. Now, did they give up over 400 yards in offense? They did, but they also got a turnover. And more importantly, they took care of the football, and they took care of it when it mattered. And in the end, they come out with a 27-20 victory over LSU. I thought it was awesome. Nice job by USC.
I like how you kept it local, Gator. I'm going to stay local, too, in the Big Ten. Penn State impressed me because, you know, I picked against them. They just got to prove it for me. And maybe it is their year. I doubt it. But at least for this week, they impressed me. They're impressive. It was a nice win on the road. So Penn State, good job. Is there any other team or program that is close to the disaster that is Florida State? And if not, who's number two in the disaster program rankings?
I don't know if anybody's close, but I do have a number two, and it's Texas A&M. All that money, coaching changes, transfer portal here and transfer portal there, and they lose their home opener, given it was to Notre Dame. It's a pretty big game, but it's Texas A&M for me. They're not there. They thought they were going to just walk right into the SEC and compete with the big boys, and they're not.
I'm looking at you, UCLA.
Oh.
They got people leaving that program, transferring out, coaches leaving for coordinator jobs. They get Deshaun Foster to be their head coach, and he gives a bizarre speech at the Big Ten meetings.
Where's UCLA?
Just so you all know, we're in Los Angeles. Then they go to Hawaii and fly dangerously close to the sun. They come from behind and win 16-13. Joining the Big Ten, all that travel, I think it's going to be a long year for the Bruins.
I'm going to go, I don't know if they're number two, but my pick is Clemson. All right? I mean, they do get to play Florida State this year, but Dabo
Sweeney.
Yes. Dabo. Yep. I don't even, what am I even reading?
Sorry.
All right, Dabo, what do you say, Doug?
Sweeney.
Start over, 3-2-1.
Yeah, there you go.
Dabo, what are you doing, man? You got to embrace the transfer portal. I know you want to do it your way, and you have a foundation you're trying to set and all this stuff, but it's going to possibly cost you your job. And I think they would eat that money if it came to it. They gave him a ton of money. He's got a lot of years left, but in the end, you've got to win football games, and they don't care how you do it. embrace the change. Right now, it's not good enough. He's not a good enough coach to overcome the lack of, you know, talent. They need the portal. They need to embrace all the stuff that comes with new college football. I'm going Clemson. All right, which underdog do you love plus the points, but you just think they might win outright this week?
Well, I'm looking at a few. I kind of like Baylor is a 14-point underdog at Utah. Baylor is a team that has a transfer quarterback, and it, for Mac fans, you remember Daquan Finn from Toledo? He put up huge numbers in their open, huge numbers in the Mac. He is now leading their program, and they won big in week one over an outmanned opponent in Tarleton State, real team. I'm going to take Baylor plus the points at Utah, but Utah better be on their best behavior.
Yeah, I like Boise State getting 19.5 over Oregon. I'm not sold on Oregon. You know, everybody seems to think that you know, Dan Lanning's got this thing going, and I'm not saying he doesn't, but this is the second game of the season, and I think there's going to still be some hiccups in the road here. They only put up 24 points over the weekend against, was it Idaho State?
Mm-hmm.
And Dylan Gabriel, the quarterback there, was pretty efficient, 41 of 49, but 380 yards and a couple of touchdowns. But 24 points out of that. That's it. They had a guy who almost went for 100 yards rushing, 95 in the game. And again, only 24 points against Idaho State. Meanwhile, Boise, they did a real nice job with their run game. And the running back ran for 270 yards and six touchdowns or whatever it was. I'm just I'm always leery of Boise State. This is a program that has been around seemingly forever playing at that high of a level, and they really enjoy and relish getting these chances to play big-time games. And this one is the Big Ten matchup already in week one.
You know what? I've got Colorado plus 7.5 over Nebraska. I know Nebraska is up and coming now, but when you have three studs on Colorado like Shador Sanders, Travis Hunter, and Travis Hunter, you've got a shot. Because you've got a shot, right, with those three type of Heisman-type candidates on your squad. I'm not sure how I feel about Deion right now. I mean, the way he's reacted to the media is different than the way he's on the field. You know, if his players are behind him. If they can protect Sanders enough, he can score some points. Like I said, Travis Hunter, both sides of the field. I mean, that guy's amazing, right?
Yep.
All right. Is Dabo Swinney in the hot seat? Not Deebo Samuel, but Dabo Swinney.
Yeah, I think he is. I think you got to adapt or you're going to die. And he refuses to embrace the transfer portal. He's, you know, the only non-service, Clemson's the only non-service academy team since 2018 to not have a transfer portal starter. I mean, proof's in the pudding. They didn't win 10 games last year for the first time in, you know, forever, it feels like. I think it was 2011. And they lose their opener. So, yeah, I'm going to say it's Dabo Swinney is on the hot seat.
I'm going to say no. I think a coach like that is, you give him some time. And there's no guarantees that this is going to be a terrible year. Georgia's great, and the ACC is bad. He could bounce back, win that conference, and go to the playoff. But he can get past Boston College. But I think you got to give a coach that won a national championship more of an opportunity to correct it. Because there's one thing here he refuses to do. And you say, okay, if he has a bad year this year, I would say you got next year to correct it. And if you don't take transfers, you better be right. And if you're not, then we might make a change.
I think it's definitely warm. I don't know why he won't embrace the portal. I understand retention and all that stuff is nice and you know, fuzz, warm and fuzzy. But in the end, like I said earlier, you got to win football games. And if you continue to lose, they will eat that money and they will move on. But Dabo wants to try to do it his way. And I just don't think in the end it's going to work because everyone else is doing it differently. All right, Penn State looked great, but will James Franklin mess this up?
Most assuredly. Next question.
Look, I don't know if they have enough top-end talent, but they're my sleeper team to win the Big Ten. I kind of like what they've got going here. They play USC on the road, and they play Ohio State at home. They don't have to play Oregon. They don't have to play Michigan. I think they only lose once during the season. So I think this is a...
So maybe, will James Franklin mess it up?
I don't think he messes it up.
All right. Yes, he does mess it up. Prove it to me.
Fair enough.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
All right, one last one for fun, guys. Make a Red Solo Cup guarantee this weekend.
No way, man. No
Come
way.
On, Red Solo Cup. We all know the deal here.
What is the matter with you?
What? Are we in a safe zone? Safe place? Circle of trust?
I believe in accountability for things that you say. I don't think I want to do this.
Well, then make it a good one that you're really sure. Come on.
All right, I'll step up.
That's right.
A Big Ten team will lose this weekend.
All right. That's fine. I did. Okay.
I see what you did there.
See what I did there?
The Big Ten went 17-1 last week.
Yes,
they will not go 17-1 this week.
No.
That's my Red Solo Cup guarantee.
Yeah. So it's kind of the same, but a little different?
Are you on more on a limb than me? Is there more than one game this week when two Big Ten teams play? Oh, yeah. No.
There's not.
You're going on a limb then.
You say that Purdue don't play. They got the week off.
I was going to say, there's not enough games then. All right, how about the one loss thing? Say that. They won't just lose one game this week?
No, I'm not doing that. Listen, seriously. I started thinking about this question when I saw it, and I'm like, Will Howard will throw a touch. No, I better not do that. Ohio State will win. You start thinking about what's at stake here?
This is why you don't make that kind of a guarantee?
That's why you start thinking about what's at stake. Kang, I know you're going to do one. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got Georgia beating Tennessee Tech.
Okay, that feels like a sure thing.
Book it, which means I don't have to do it if Texas
You start thinking Tennessee about the
Tech.
Stakes, that if you actually have to do it, it gets scary. You're like, what if somebody gets hurt? What if there's a massive storm that rolls in?
Which is why my prediction of a Big Ten team losing this week is great, because Michigan State plays Maryland,
and they can't tie. Yeah, I was like, nobody's going to win a game 5-4. Like, I was thinking about doing that, but then I'm like, but what if? What if there's a three safety game? Somebody kicks a field goal at the end to win it. My God!
Yeah, but what if something happens? What if something happens in the Michigan State Maryland game where they call it off?
Well, then all bets are off. Then I can't make that bet on a betting app. So if you can't do that, then
you just said loss. That's it.
That's part of the thing. Yeah.
They don't play. They don't lose.
What was that saying?
They don't play. They don't lose.
I want to abstain from this question, but
it's a horrible question.
And that concludes the Live Animal Mascot Marching Band Trophy Game thingy. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.